some gaudy rays from heaven above.
All right. Hi, welcome to Burn It Down and Leave, the podcast where we review movies that are supposed to be serious but end up being ridiculously ridiculous. This is Pants on the Pickle.
And this is Joseph T. Rickle.
Today we watched a very special movie from 1995. It's called Mortal Kombat.
And Caleb isn't here right now. Because he's at Boy Scout camp, but he will be back someday. I can't watch this recording line because it's making me nauseous. But yeah, we watched Mortal Kombat, dude. That movie. What do you think about it?
I thought it was better than, like, I've only ever seen 10 minutes of this movie. It was the first 10 minutes because when I was in elementary school, I got made fun of substantially because it's, oh my god, you haven't seen Mortal Kombat? What a fucking loser. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, but I saw a Star Wars Episode 1, so I don't even know if this came out around the same time.
Star Wars Episode 1 came out in 2000.
So I can make that argument later on.
But 5 years later, nobody 5 years from then was like, did you see Mortal Kombat, dude?
Yeah, they did, because they were just like, you
in 2000, nobody was like, did you see Mortal Kombat, dude? Nobody!
No, but it would come up in conversation like, oh, Mortal Kombat, I've never seen that. It's like, you've never seen Mortal Kombat?
Kombat? Mortal Wombats?
Yeah, no, so Mortal Kombat's a movie about, well, I had the premise wrong. I thought it was a free-for-all, and apparently I was watching a different movie, because that's not how it goes at all.
Yeah. It's Earthrealm, which is like us normal folk, and Outworld, which is the bad guys, and that's who they fight. But this movie starts off insanely, as if like it was the sequel to something.
Better if they just like started in the middle of the movie. It's kind of like one of those books. It's like, you know, when we were learning about it in English class when I was in school 8,000 years ago, they're like, you know, you don't have to start like a story with like once upon a time. You could be once, like once. You could be like and that's when it hit him. He left his pills on the desk or something.
He took a pill in Ibiza.
And it's like, oh, we just jumped into the middle of something instead of getting a nice long intro. You know, it's crazy. Except Mortal Kombat did that to the extreme. It was just like,
it was the beginning, though. Like, what? Okay, I'm going to say how it should have been.
I'm saying what I'm saying was the beginning as well, though, too.
Right, right.
Story about the guy. It's a good story, too.
But it just throws you in so hard that, like, you don't even know what's going on. It throws you in with the main villain, Shao Kahn or whatever. Is that who the villain in this one was?
I don't know. I know, like, Liu Kang, Johnny Cage, Sub-Zero, Raiden, and
Sonya Blade, Katana.
I didn't know who any of those people were until you kept repeatedly saying their names.
I think it's Shao Kahn.
Sonya is actually Veronica Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me like her the most in this movie.
But, okay, I want to talk about the beginning.
Okay, sorry.
Because what they should have done, just to make it, like, coherent, so you didn't have to be like, what the heck movie am I, like, watch? I honestly thought that this was the second one. I didn't, because, like, it started off so bananas. But all they had to do was show Luke Cage... Is
Johnny Cage or Liu Kang?
Liu Kang. I can't say his name. They had to show him at the temple talking to the monks and then show the brother dying. If they did it that way, then at least you could like understand who these people were and why he had to be in the tournament and then like what happened to his brother. But instead you just see Shao Kahn like suck his brother's soul out of his butthole or something and like get some good.
That was, yeah, what was up with the... Okay, I'm trying to think of this movie, like, in order, if we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it in any order you want. I just wanted to start off at the beginning, because I was bamboozling.
Sonya wasn't even supposed to be in it. She just ran out, because the police were following them for some reason. And
explain who Sonya Blade is, like, what her character is.
So she's, like, this little bitch, white girl, cop, whatever, blonde hair, ponytail, and I guess she's supposed to be, like, hella hot or something. I don't know, it was the 90s. And, she is, why was she following them?
She was looking for the guy with like the half like metal face.
Oh.
She's dressed like Jill Valentine from like the original Resident Evil.
Oh yeah.
But we're real topical because she first thing she does in this movie is shoots a guy in the middle of a club. Way to go, oh,
yeah.
Police.
Yeah, she and when she fired the gun, nobody in the dance club even stopped. They just
She fires a shotgun in the middle of like a 90s rave. I know they're all like fucked up on drugs, but like, come on, dog. Somebody would have known.
Well, the dude like flew back through like a pane of glass and shit too, so it was just intense for no reason.
It wasn't even the guy that she was looking for either. It was just some other dude. She's like, where is he?
Oh, this seems like a good idea. I'm just gonna pull the fucking trigger.
Who is that guy with her?
That's obviously her partner. Okay.
Jax? Because, like, in the sequel, is a guy with, like, a metal arm and stuff. But in this movie, he's like, so when she's running to the boat, he's like, Sonya, no. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, so quiet, and he's, like, yelling to her.
He didn't even try. He was like, I don't want to, you know, ruin the plot for this film.
That boat was, like...
The boat was already gone, like, so how'd she get to it? Like, once she could have swam after it, but, like, how did she get up onto it?
It was the most real boat ever, too. Like, it had, like, fog rolling in with it, and, like, Outworld should have upgraded on their craft.
What's up with everybody in Johnny Cage's, like, suitcases? And also, at the end of the movie, he didn't even have them anymore. Like, he just didn't.
That's his progression as a character.
Well, after, but, like, okay, but... Also, at the end, his shirt was, like, clean and pressed, and it was the same shirt he'd been wearing through the entire film.
Like I'm saying, it's just he had a lot of baggage at the beginning, but through perseverance and dedication, he had no baggage at the end. So, I think that's what the moral of the story was.
The best part was when he was getting off that boat, and he was just turned into a stick and just fell straight into the water.
He walks onto the big boat where they get onto the island from... with two suitcases, and then when they're leaving the big boat, they're on like these little like rescue boats or whatever, like little paddle boats, and he has like 17 suitcases, and he like he's trying to pick them up all off the boat, and he just stone cold like stick like straight falls into the water face first. Like, he was funny, man. He was funny in this movie.
He was. Well, that's the part where you fall down.
Yeah.
And then he said it again after he did the splits and he punched that guy in the dick.
Which is, I think, is a homage to Bloodsport, because Jean-Claude Van Damme does that in that movie.
I think you can actually do that in Mortal Kombat, though. You do a split, but he doesn't just do one punch. He does, like, one, two, three, four, yeah, or something.
And then his daughter in the new game does it, too.
I suck at side-scrolling fighting games.
2D, it's called.
2D side-scroll whatever. Tomato potato. And then I wasn't a fan of Mortal Kombat. The first time I ever tried to watch Mortal Kombat, I got like 10 minutes into it, and I was like, this is one of the worst pieces of shit handed to me. And that's why I really told you what they spent what on it?
$18 million on this.
They spent $18 million to make this butt-ass movie, but they made like hella.
They made $122 million. So that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, that's very successful, actually.
Well, and it looked about as good as Power Rangers, and it came out a year before it.
No, I think Power Rangers looked better because it had Ivan Ooze.
It looked better because of the characters, but okay.
The computer animation was just as bad in both.
I think this one was worse. That the guy that was supposed to be Reptile looked horrible. He had like. When he first shows up, he's got, like, red and white and, like, green all over his face, and he's, like, a weird, dumb robot or, like, lizard thing. That was terrible. Let's talk about Sonya Blade's choreography in her fight.
Oh, yeah. So, like, my favorite part of that entire fight, when she was fighting in the ring, was she does a handstand and puts her legs around the guy. And the guy was like, like, it was a problem. It's like, dude, she's literally just, like, you are supporting her. Not, like, she's not holding you anywhere. You
yeah.
know? Like, well, and he went down and, like, then she just cracked his neck.
Like, yeah, imagine the fakest, like, wrestling move you've ever seen. And this is worse. Like, she's literally just, like, It'd be like if he was holding her off a cliff and the only thing holding her up was her holding his neck. Like, that's what it was looking like. And it was so slow, and there was like four punches because you couldn't really hit a woman in the 90s. Like, nowadays you got like people choking like X-Men's and throwing them off buildings and cutting off faces and stuff. Like, I don't, if you're evil, then I don't care, like, if you beat up a woman as long as the woman wins at the end. You know what I mean? If she wins and beats the shit out of him, I think that's a good retribution.
So then how do women die in movies? Gunshots?
Just unplanned pregnancies, dog. Bad botched surgeries.
Jesus.
No, they die. I don't know. If it's a woman fighting a woman in a movie, then it's a whatever. How many times has a good guy fought a woman in, like, one? And, like, felt proud about it.
Well, a lot of movies where, like, the evil villain is a woman.
Yeah, but it's, you, how often is it a male that's fighting her? That's like, I yeah, feel like I'm
Zordon
a winner.
Would do that.
Huh?
Zordon would fight a woman.
Zordon is a terrible human monster being.
Yeah, I don't really know what he is.
He's a glass caged monster, dude.
Johnny Cage. Full circle. We've made a. What's it called when you make an Amway back into a movie?
A segue.
Segway. We've segued back.
We did the old switcheroony, but whatever. Johnny Cage, every fight he was in, I loved.
Because of the end of it when his autographed picture showed
okay,
up.
Okay, before that even. Like, we get Sonya Blade, then we get Johnny Cage, and Johnny Cage's fights are like kind of well choreographed, and at least the Scorpion fight, except for why is Scorpion's like hook thing alive?
Oh yeah, well it's the same with Sub-Zero's.
Sub-Zero's was ice though,
but he still had the same thing come out of his hand.
Did he?
Yeah, when the first fight, when Sub-Zero kills the guy
by shooting the hook thing.
I don't think he kills him with the hook thing. I think he tries to, and then he misses, and then he comes back, and then he freezes him, and then his head falls apart at the feet of the dude who's running and everything.
Oh, that guy. No, he didn't even do anything to that guy.
He did. He killed that guy. He did the hand thing.
No, he just stood there and did the hand thing.
And then later on in the movie, Scorpion did the hand thing, but to like a greater extent to chase Johnny Cage.
Whatever, dude.
I remember because I was like, oh, they're doing the exact same thing with this guy.
I might have been looking down, looking up the amount of money. So, but
the mirror shots and Johnny
Cage. Yeah, that
Cage's
was some
fight.
Bullshit, dude. Like,
you could tell it was, they tried to make it seem like there's just hella woods forever around them.
But it was just like the worst mirroring. It's like a tree farm that had like a Y branch in it. No.
Do you know where this movie was filmed? Did you see that?
I didn't look. It's filmed in multiple locations, it said. So.
I just assume New Zealand, since that's where
probably. It's probably back in the 90s was the cheapest place.
But, everybody's filming everything in New Zealand. Isn't that where they filmed
Lord
Avatar?
Of the, Rings. The Last Airbender?
No. Cameron?
James Cameron?
James Cameron.
No, they filmed that on like Pandora. Pandora.
Like the planet?
That was all filmed on Pandora.
They did like the floating mountains in China or something, or wherever those are.
They did Pandora.
Like, I'm not a geologist, okay? I'm sorry, not geology, geometry. I don't know where certain things are.
You're not a geometryist either. Geometry is math, dude.
I know, all of this was a joke.
Dude, the only joke here is you. You know
apparently,
what I'm saying,
man, apparently.
No, that's not very nice.
So,
but I thought, okay, Scorpion's stupid hook thing was alive, and then it splattered into the wall. The whole point of that thing is to, like, be like a knife. So, like, if it hit the tree and, like, exploded. Useless, dude.
It is, but then he was able to catch Johnny Cage and take him into that other realm.
The hell world?
Yeah.
That's canon, dude. That's for real.
And then,
took off his mask.
But, like, where... Yeah, that skull was real as crap looking, too.
That skull was the scariest thing in my childhood.
It's like, I want to be like, you know... I mean, hey, I probably would have a harder time, you know, making a real-looking skull, but also I didn't have $18 million to dump into a movie.
But this is also the 90s, dog. And so, like, I'm assuming it came out in 2005, but it had to have been made in, like, 2000... I mean, excuse me, 1995. So it had to be came. So they had to like done all this in like 93, 94.
Damn. So this movie is 21 years old.
Yeah.
This movie can drink.
This movie is a drunk already, Daddy. This movie was drunk.
It would have been a lot better if I was drunk. Not saying that it was a bad movie.
No, it was not. It was okay. Like, it's not really fun. If you don't know anything about Mortal Kombat, you don't know what's happening.
That's like, I never even like played the Mortal Kombat games, but like I know enough about the video game world that I obviously have to know about Mortal Kombat because for some reason that franchise is still fucking alive for some reason.
It's the franchise that kept fighting games alive in America.
What about Tekken or Street Fighter?
Tekken like failed miserably for a while. Street Fighter was okay, but they had like a big gap between them.
What about Pokken?
I said kept it alive for a while. I didn't say that it was... Now it's back on its feet. Because Mortal Kombat released one, like, every year
Street for,
like,
Fighter was Sega, right?
Street Fighter's Nintendo. Or was that Tekken? It's Capcom.
Was it... What am I thinking? Virtua Fighter?
Virtua Fighter Sega.
Yeah, that was Sega Saturn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was a terrible game.
Yeah, and they still make them.
They still make Virtua Fighters?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
Yes, I do, dude.
Really
the Virtua Fighter like 7 just
Is it like
out.
An app?
No, it's a real game for like the PS4.
No, they don't.
Yes, I do. I'm a fighting game person lately. I have an arcade stick and everything.
Then why weren't you at WizardCon?
What's that?
At Comic-Con.
Dude, I don't know. I just got it. I'm not very good. You gotta get good first. I'm bad.
Oh my gosh.
But Scorpion... His skull and the fire thing was so shitty looking.
It was shitty, and then when Johnny Cage hits him with his shield, he just, like, turns into lava and explodes.
Yeah, a bunch of, like, and then, Orange Julius comes out of him.
And then I don't know where it came from, but explain your favorite part of that fight.
So after Scorpion explodes, you see an autographed photo fly to the ground. It says, for my biggest fan...
And it's to my greatest
or to my greatest fan, and it's signed Johnny Cage, and it's on like Scorpion's bones.
Like, and it just burns up. And it's just like
he just carries that around his pocket everywhere. He has like a thousand autographs.
I would do that if I was as famous as Johnny Cage.
I laughed, dude. That was hilarious.
That guy. So
Johnny Cage is a jokester, dude. He's a good funny guy.
Was he in love with Sonya?
Sonya Blade, yeah.
Why do you always add the blade at the end? Does it matter?
Because it's her name, dude.
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
We have to say Johnny Cage, so we have to say Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
Yeah. Sonya.
Sonya.
Sonya. Sonya.
Sanyo.
Sonya name, son. Sanyo. Sonya Blade, that's her name. Because Katana's just Katana.
Is it Kitana or Ketana?
Katana. Katana. Sonya and Katanya.
She was a weird ethnicity. I couldn't figure it out.
She was Outlander.
Okay.
Dude, I don't understand her premise in this movie.
She was like his sister boyfriend, girlfriend.
Who's sister boyfriend, girlfriend?
The Kitana. She was the...
Liu Kang?
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, she like knew him or something.
Is it Luke?
It's Kang? Liu.
Is it Liu Kang?
Liu Kang.
I don't think it is, dude.
Look it up.
I'm gonna Google it quick, but I'm still gonna talk. But she is on the bad guy's team. But she's a good guy? Because she's with,
Supposed to be in on the other side, and instead he was on Earth's side. God, we suck at paying attention to movies.
No. The bad guy, what's his name?
General something.
General Zod. No. His name was like Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn had Sonya, or god damn it, had Katana. And Katana's like the princess of like Outworld or something. The true heir to the throne. But why is she with him? Like, and then why does Shao Kahn let her spar with Liu Kang?
I don't know, because it's, you know, maybe...
I mean, we could have listened a little bit better, but I feel like they didn't really explain it. She was telling him...
the force that gives life or something, and he used, like, water, and he threw it, and which is...
Oh my god, I said Shao Kahn, but it's Shang Tsung. Damn it, Shao Kahn's the villain in the next one.
Is it Liu Kang?
It's Liu Kang. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Raiden! Dude! Raiden is white in this movie.
He is white. He's super white. And it's ridiculous because he doesn't look anything. I mean, he kind of looks like his character from the game, but he's literally just not that guy.
He looks like the bad guy from... He looks like Harvey Dent from Batman.
Yeah, but if Dark he had Knight. A kid with Ryan Reynolds, because...
Like, he had a little bit of Ryan Reynolds-ness, but had a lot of...
What is the name of that guy who played Harvey Dent?
It starts with an A. Shoot.
Alice Cooper.
Dude, I think it was. No, his name is, damn it, dog. I hate this. The Dark Knight.
Why didn't you just
Aaron Eckhart.
Eric Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, Eric. What?
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh. Raiden.
Raiden, yeah. And Raiden's like, what the heck does he say? And he's like, nom, 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 nom. What did he say really fast that time? Do you remember?
He said something like, it's the Emperor.
It's the Emperor's daughter. It's the Emperor's daughter. And like, I can't understand. What?
He's just...
Because every time we talk, he'd be like, you need to learn how to use a thing.
You'd be like, good. Da, 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 da. And he did this one, he's like,
yeah. His voice was nuts. Like, he was white. He had one of those rice patty hats. Like, and he just kept on shooting lightning out of his eyeballs.
But he never actually did anything. You know?
I know, he doesn't do anything in this movie. And then, like, he does teleport around, like, the Power Rangers. And okay, my big thing was they're in the basement of the boat, like in the deck or the you know, I'm talking about the like one of the rooms of the boat, and Raiden goes, "Follow me," and he just like teleports himself out of that room. I was like, "To where? Like, where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Where'd you go, Raiden Eye Joe?
Raiden Eye Joe,
Lightning Eye Joe."
He just constantly, and then like at the end of the movie, when they're all standing there, everything was like peaceful, and then that tower turns, and then he just gets hella hyped again, and the music kicks up, and I just like, you just were just taken completely by surprise, like, wait a minute, what's going on right now? I have no idea.
Me, yeah. The end of the movie happened, because it's all peaceful, there are like kids running, and flags waving, and like... They're like, you did it. You saved it. And then all of a sudden, it just shows Liu Kang and Raiden, like, standing in front of this tower. And then the tower explodes, and Shang Tsung is the guy that died. Shao Kahn is the emperor, and he's the one that came out of the tower. But they didn't say his name, because they just showed him. And you're supposed to know because of...
The video games?
The video game. Goro.
I didn't even know who that was.
He didn't look super horrible for being like...
Yeah, he looked guy, like...
Two guys on each other's shoulders.
Did you think that's what it was?
Were his stomach... No, might have been.
He could have just had like prosthetic stilts and
he had
legs.
Four arms, dude.
They could have been... You know, they weren't all moving or anything.
Yeah, they were. He, like, grabs onto the dude and he starts punching him with the other arms.
Yeah, but that could be on, like, a string or what. I don't know.
You're probably right. It's probably
I just feel like...
I think it's on a string.
I feel like they would fall over a lot, you know? I mean...
I think it's on a string, too. I think that was on a string.
I don't know why you're laughing so hard at that. I'm like, okay, good. He's agreeing.
No, because I just want to picture Goro having normal human arms on the bottom and string arms on the top, and then the string arms are punching people, because that's probably how it happened. Because I guarantee where the normal arms and like the face are in the middle, and the top is robot.
Yeah, that can make sense.
Like puppetry.
Well, they had that ability because they had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out 5 years before this. And
Jurassic Park
that.
Came out.
Jurassic Park is completely different.
But the animatronics, dog, they had the skills.
Yeah, but those are like giant dinosaur robots.
This is giant half monster, dude.
See, though, I like it. I like when the movies had to actually like try, though, to like make convincing
make
things without
shitty.
Just being like, well, computers are computers.
Yeah.
So.
Because... They really did have to try to make Goro look good, and they didn't do horrible. It was okay.
Yeah, well...
It was, like, definitely...
I'm pretty sure if I was a little kid... I mean, when I was a little kid in 95. I think I saw a Nightmare on Elm Street and thought that literally thought Freddy Krueger was going to come out of my bed and kill me.
He didn't?
No, not, you know, I was not, I am the uninitiated in that sense.
Dude, every night I have that same dream that the, when he's walking down the street with his arms stuck out really far, he's scraping his fingers on the wall.
I like Scary Terry from Mortal Kombat.
I mean, Cheerio Terry.
Rick and Mortal Kombat.
Rick and Mortal Kombat! Okay, I want to tell you something about this theme song that I was going to tell you during the movie, but I didn't. This theme song is a different song, and they just put Mortal Kombat in it, and then that's what it's called now. Like, they didn't have the rights to this song when they did this.
To the song from the game?
No, that's not from the game. This is somebody's song. That the Mortal Kombat that goes like do 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 do, that song without the words in it is a person's song.
Okay.
And then the people that did this movie were like, we're gonna use this song and we're gonna put the words Mortal Kombat in it, and then that's gonna be the theme for this movie. And that's their most popular song, but it's the Mortal Kombat version. So, like, they hate that it was stolen, and they hate that, like, their real version isn't the version that everybody likes. They like the Mortal Kombat one. And the only difference is that it goes, Mortal Kombat! Like,
well, okay, so you're saying they didn't pay for the rights to use that song?
It's either they didn't pay for the rights for it, or they did pay for it and they changed it, and that's what makes it popular. But I'm 80% sure that they didn't pay for it. This is the 90s, dog. You get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, there was all that. Or maybe that was the 80s when all that sampling battle stuff was going on. I don't know. I listened to the music more than I paid attention to the fighting.
I know.
The time. I was just like, this is a weird song. The guitar. Like, the guitar parts in one of that shit was, like, surrounded by orchestration, but, like, the guitar just played, like, one note, like, just a strum, and then let it ring out completely, and it was like, that was it? That was the guitar part? It fit nicely, but I don't even think I would have thought of doing that. Just, like, hit the note and hold it for 16 bars.
The choreography and the fighting didn't hold up in this movie, like, no. Over the years. Like...
It didn't hold up at all. Like, that was pretty much my first time seeing any of it, and I didn't buy any of it.
It was so... The only one I actually bought was when Scorpion and Johnny Cage were fighting, like, at the beginning of the Hell World. Because they were, like, doing actual moves.
What about the when they had the two bows, and they were fighting the bow staffs? Staves? Staffs?
No. No.
You didn't believe that one? I thought I was pretty into that one.
I guess. It's dumb. I don't like that. That's dumb. But, like, now you can have, like, people, like, do all these moves and, like, beat the shit out of each other. It, like, looks super crazy because they hire, like, stunt doubles that are, like, good at fighting to do it. And the choreography is a lot better. And then this, it's like, block this punch. It's like, everything's, like, do the move because you know this move's coming. Not because, like... It makes sense in a real fight.
Yeah, that makes sense that you would say that it doesn't make sense. I like, I don't know. That I said to you at one point, I was like, how many times do you, or how long do you think it took him to choreograph this? And I was like, how many times do you think they rehearsed this before they did it? And you were just like, one. And it was this one.
Yeah, the first take. It feels so wooden and fake. Like, they definitely didn't do it more than a few times. Like, just enough to get the moves down, but nothing to make it feel
real.
Maybe
they weren't actual fighters. They couldn't all be Tommy from the Power Rangers.
No, okay? They weren't. They're all actors, dude. They're all shitty actors.
Not Johnny Cage. He was an actor. You think Sonya Blade? Everybody was saying Johnny Cage was a fake. That's why he had to do Mortal Kombat.
He killed Goro.
Now, was Mortal Kombat a secret from the rest of the world, or did the rest of the world know?
It's a secret.
So how was he supposed to go do that to prove to the world that he was a good fighter?
That was Shang Tsung disguised.
Right, he was disguised, but I mean, I don't even know. And then you bring the strongest fighters. Why? Bring the weakest ones and then take over the planet. Isn't that the point? Why didn't he even have the competition?
Because it's a competition like that's held... All the realms have this competition. But so Shang Tsung is trying to take over Earth Realm.
Why is Earth a realm? The Earth was a planet.
It's, I don't know, dude. Realm is just dimension.
It's irrelevant.
I don't give a schnitzel dog. I don't get it. All I know is that Shang Tsung's a cheater, dude.
He is. He was losing and he called all those homies in to whoop his ass.
Fly out of the fucking ground. Woo! That is cheating. That's cheating if I've ever seen it. Liu Kang only didn't do enough jump kicking.
Yeah, Johnny Cage was killing the shit out of people. How come when he was the... I just still don't know how to say the bad guy's name, so I'm just not going to say
Shang Tsung.
It. Shang Tsung. How come that guy was like, okay, fine, Johnny Cage, I challenge, and then Liu Kang was like, no. And it was like, well, Johnny Cage would probably get the job done faster.
Yeah, that battle was the battle for... the premise of this is that they have to win 10 of these Mortal Kombat tournaments in order to, like, win the realm or something, and they've won 9 so far. Raiden fucking sucks, dog. Because, like, he doesn't do anything. Shang Tsung is in the fight. So why can't Raiden fight?
It's a good question if you ask me.
A little Hollywood magic right there.
Well, like a little St. Paul basement magic right there.
St. Paul basement magic. You mean a flood?
No, not that St. Paul.
Not my basement?
Not your basement. My basement where it's...
dry?
The walls are on the floor.
All right. Whatever, dude. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah. I'd like to get to some segments here.
Okay.
So, unless that's, you know, if that's okay with you.
That's what I was trying to get to. If you had any other flavor. We always do the segments, and then I always, like, add something else I thought of because somebody said something.
All right. Do we start with MVP?
I always start with Michael Cera.
Yeah, and then let's start with Michael Cera.
So, my favorite segment, would it be better... with Michael Cera, and it's current times Michael Cera, so like not 1995 Michael Cera, which is probably like 2 years old.
This will be pretty funny.
I want Liu Kang to be Michael Cera.
Why is that? Yeah,
because I would love to see Michael. Oh shit! I have seen Michael Cera. And Scott Pilgrim versus the Universe, or versus the World, is amazing. Michael Cera in that movie is amazing. He does, like, it's basically Street Fighter. He fights all these people. It's super good.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good. And then I just want to see him, like, jumping bicycle kick, even though you say it's not a bicycle kick. That's what it's called.
Didn't that have,
a bicycle kick is something else.
That had Macaulay Culkin's brother in it. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Mm-hmm.
It did.
That's he was like gay. It's like the only thing I remember about that movie.
He was gay, and his name was Charles or something? No, whatever.
I don't know.
That's a good movie, dude. I like it.
My person, I would replace literally just Johnny Cage with Michael Cera, because I want to see... Johnny Cage. I just want to see
with him his
say,
greatest fan.
This is the part where you fall. Or like...
I want to see him fall out of the boat.
Yeah, with all
that would make... Okay, him falling on the boat with luggage just feels like a Michael Cera thing to do. Just like, hey guys, can you help me with this? Just falls.
Just fall straight with it.
Or like Michael Cera punching Goro in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. That's a better choice.
He would have to do the splits, though. He'd have to prepare for this role.
The role of a lifetime, dude.
Michael Cera is Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat.
I think you're right, man. You were so right. Because when I made my choice, I was like, I kind of like Johnny Cage the way he is. But now that you say Michael Cera, because I just want to see him kill Scorpion and then throw that picture of himself onto the bones that says, to my biggest fan.
Greatest
fan. To my greatest fan, Johnny Cage. And it's just a picture of Michael Cera with that pedophile mustache.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
thinking,
too.
Oh, my God. And if a girl breaks Michael Cera's sunglasses... Yeah, you're right. Michael Cera as Johnny Cage is my official choice now. I vote yes.
All right. Let's see. Who's your MVP?
My most valuable primate. I will say. God, I'm gonna be sad to say this, but Johnny Cage, dude. I love him. I laughed like 15 times while he was in it. Oh, I thought something horrible was happening. I thought I missed. I'm on call, so I thought I missed call for my work. But I thought for sure that he. I forgot what I was talking about.
Johnny Cage is your MVP.
Yeah, I love him. I laughed in the movie like multiple times because of what he was doing, and like, he's just a shitty cool dude.
I like for my MVP, it's got to be Scorpion. Just because of everything he would yell, get down here, get over here,
come back here.
Yeah, he just kept screaming. That's all.
He can't say get over here a bunch, so he just says come back here. Like, come on, dog. Yeah, they were trying to milk that, and it didn't work very well.
No, it did work. That's my MVP because of that. That's
you for you liked it.
I liked it. I was like, you know, this is so awful that it's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, fine. I'll allow it. But don't let it happen again, Constable. Yeah. And those two fought each other. It was a match made in heaven.
Yeah, they did. They'd see Michael there just fighting the guy. Just get over here.
What about your the least valuable player?
Least valuable?
Yeah.
Who I hated in this movie. Let's see. I just hated the main villain. He could have been a lot more intimidating instead of some like normal ass weasel looking fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't like him.
Yeah, I agree. He was very boring. And like his costume was just boring. Like, have you seen the Street Fighter movie?
This is a Street Fighter movie.
Never. Okay, we'll do that. But the guy at the end of the movie, that the other villain, looks crazy, dude. Like, he had a skull mask on, and like he looked like somebody I want to see as the villain of this movie.
And then, you saying Scorpion could have been a better villain?
Scorpion? No, because he's a generic ninja looking guy.
Yeah, well, they could have given him a better wardrobe.
Outfit?
You know, outfit.
Outfit. You can't give the iconic character Scorpion a different costume. You can take his hat off and make it a skull, though.
His hat? You mean his hood?
It's a hat, dude. Okay. What about Raiden?
Who is your...
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the guy with like the metal half face.
That guy? Oh my god, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's useless. He sucks. Like, his whole point was being Australian and being an asshole.
He took one bite of that giant chicken leg and or turkey leg or whatever and just threw that fucking thing.
Do you think that was real food?
I don't know. I was really confused about that. I was like, he took a bite of it, I think, and then, but he never even swallowed what he had. He just threw the whole thing, one. He didn't have grease on his hands, two. And three, that thing that he had in his mouth, he never finished it. I was like, he's not even chewing it. It's just
weird. Did he even have anything in his mouth?
He did. He had like a little something weird.
He had like a strand.
I couldn't tell if that was real chicken or not.
And how many takes did he have to do? That had to be done on the first take. You can't just throw the chicken wing. That must have been improv. That had to have been improv.
He was like, I know how we can do this in one take.
Just well, he probably did like three takes. And then the last one was just like, I think we got it. And then just wings it. Like,
oh, I get it. But it was a leg, so. Oh, you weren't making a pun there?
No.
Like a chicken wing? He wings it?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you
funny, mean. Though. I audibly rolled my eyes at you.
Dang. Okay, what would you burn down?
I would burn down, I would burn down Raiden's hat.
Raiden's hat? Raiden's hat makes the man, though, you know?
He doesn't even wear it half the movie.
Oh, yeah. He does in the important parts.
The beginning?
Yeah.
Just so you know that it's Raiden. Otherwise, you would never know it was him because it's just some white guy.
Yeah, I thought Raiden was, like, hella old and, like, super wrinkly and, like, somewhat Asian.
I don't think he's wrinkly, but he is Asian.
Oh, yeah, you know, now I'm just assuming. I'm, like, remembering his
you're remembering, like,
work from the game. He had, but didn't he have glowing red eyes?
Glowing blue eyes, because he's lightning.
Okay. Is lightning blue? It's blue enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what I would burn down.
Like, that's just the most logical thing to burn.
To burn his hat?
Yeah.
That's why, though, but he needs the hat. If anything, he should have burned down the space above his head if there was no hat there in his order to cause wig? For hat to be there.
His wig?
I would burn down... Shit, I don't even know. I would burn down the dudes that jumped out at the end of the fight that yeah. were cheating, because then they couldn't have cheated.
They should have got instantly incinerated.
They like, just came out and just like why
scorpions
did
like oh and just like Mel burns them.
What'd they burn down? Well, burn it down and leave. Said nah, dude.
I mean, this was fun. It was a fun watch. We had fun.
It was. I mean, it wasn't the worst movie.
It's not even the worst movie we've done.
I think, I don't know, I mean, I think it was better than Pokemon the first movie.
Dude, don't even. I'm going to tell you something. That was my option I was going to do, but I was thinking we shouldn't do that one because by the time it comes out, Pokemon Go will be out, like, for 6 months. So I was like, but if we did Pokemon the first movie in honor.
Let's do that the next one. We can pump these out.
Let's do it next week, then.
All right. All right, guys, this has been Burn It Down and Leave.
Yeah, we don't got any plugs, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, follow me on Vine.
Oh, we got Vine, huh?
Yeah, so right now, currently, the most current thing I've been doing in my life is Vining, because nobody's doing Vines. Be a rebel. Be a hipster. Nobody uses that word anymore. Bring the word back, hipster.
No. Don't okay, bring well, back
don't
hipster.
Do that. Just follow me on Vine. At BDKHXC. It's the same as my Instagram, same as my Snapchat, everything. New Vine coming out today, which, if you're hearing this, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And then you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at KMIAOfficial. And I'm playing a show tomorrow night, but by the time this comes out, I'll be gone. The Breathe Carolina concert in St. Paul, or Minneapolis, I mean, so.
Yeah.
If you're there, that's awesome. If not, then, oh well.
This has been Burn It Down and Leave.
You can they can also tweet us movie recommendations, you know.
Yeah, tweet us BID the first movie.
Yeah, and dude, take pictures of your Pokemon you captured.
Oh yeah, dude.
BIDAL podcast, that's our Twitter handle. And you know, subscribe on iTunes, all the good shit, doc.
And thank you so much for those of you that already subscribe. We know it's been hard without Caleb.
Because we need, without Caleb, we have no, like, structure. I was telling people, I'm, like, the crazy, angry goofer, and Kyle is, like, the laid-back goofer, and Caleb is the straight man of the group. He gets his goofs in, but he, like, kind of holds us together.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine doing a movie that, like, made me so furious if you just had me screaming for, like, hours? Like, it's a 20-hour podcast. Mike's just yelling about something.
Yelling about that, how many pages he had to read.
All 8,706 of them. yeah, so when Caleb comes back, we got some nice treats for y'all. We'll have all three of us. It'll be a grand old opera. And I know y'all miss him. Hashtag Papa Bless. Tweet Caleb, hashtag RIP Caleb,
hashtag bless.
Let's get that trending. RIP Caleb, hashtag bless. Whatever.
This has been Burn It Down and Leap.
Bye.